up, guys? Thank you so much for coming back. I'm Heather Swanson, and you're listening to the TCK Wonder. So today is the day I've been waiting for so long, and I'm hoping that you guys were waiting for too, and that is, drum roll please, the Q&A! Okay, so during this episode, we're doing a Q&A, and so I'll be going first, answering the questions you guys sent for me, and then Avery will answer the questions you sent for her. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We worked really hard on it, so yeah, enjoy! Okay, quick disclaimer, I'm not feeling that great these days, so my voice is a little bit scratchy, and you're probably going to hear a bunch of voice cracks and sniffles, and it's not going to be pleasant, so sorry about that, just giving that a quick, putting that out there, giving a quick disclaimer. I hope you guys enjoy the episode despite my awful voice. Enjoy! The first question is, what was the reason you started a TCK Wonder? Good question. So I was sitting at my dining room table just thinking about how I love what Casey has done with TCK Times and just how many TCKs she's influenced, including me, as a writer. And so I was like, wow, I really want to influence kids like she has too. But I didn't really want to start a blog. First of all, I'm not very good at technology stuff, so that was one of the reasons. And the second reason was there's just a lot of TCK blogs out there now. So I wanted to switch it up, and I decided on a podcast. So I called Avery up, and I asked her if she wanted to do it with me. And bless Avery, the sweet, kind, amazing person that she is, was like, yeah, sure. And just like that, TCK Wonder was born, and I'm so thankful that I get to do this. The next question is, how many countries have you traveled to? I think around 15. I can count right now 15, but if I were to really sit and think about it, it would probably be more. So, how many houses have you lived in? She asked that question as well, and I think 3 or 4. But I've lived in 2 countries and 3 different individual states, so I've moved 3 times. But between houses, yeah, 4, I think. How long have you been writing for TCK Times? So I started in late November, so 10 months, I think. Yeah. I joined right after Alana, actually, and we are really good friends. And so when she joined, I was like, oh, wow, I really want to do that too. And I'm so thankful to Casey for letting me join. It was really sudden, and we have grown really close, and I'm so glad I get to work with her. Casey's just a really fun person. The next question, siblings, and are you happy with your role in the family? I have 3 younger siblings, and I'm the oldest child, and yes, I'm very happy with my role, though sometimes I really wish I had an older sibling, because, I don't know, I just want someone to annoy. So, how long does it take on average to make your episodes along with writing for TCK Times? That's actually a really good question. And I think making episodes probably takes up 3 hours a week, and TCK Times about 1 hour maybe. So not that long, but whenever you're working 4 hours plus 2 hours of working on a blog a week, that's a long time. It seems like a long time. And yeah, if this pandemic wasn't happening, I would be doing so many other different things, and I just wouldn't have started this podcast. And I'm so glad that I actually started it during this pandemic because I'm committed now and I'm not turning back. When will your blog be posted? Another good question. Jeez, you guys are good. I actually did launch my blog a while back, but I took it down because I realized it really wasn't ready. So, yes, I'm still working on it. It should be up sometime this year, I think. But I'll definitely let y'all know when it's launched. Do you like writing for TCK Times? Of course, I love writing for TCK Times. I really love the community it's built. It's a community of really good writers who are influencing kids all over the world. And again, shout out to Casey for starting her amazing blog. I'm really thankful to be a part of it. This is the last question, sorry. What are some of the future posts you're excited to launch? I'm not gonna spoil anything, but except for next week. Well, next week I'm posting an episode about bullies. I mentioned it last week during my episode about me and Avery's testimonies, and I've been working really hard on the episode, and I'm super excited to launch it. So stay tuned for the 30th, 'cause I've been working really hard on it, and I'm super excited. So that was the last question for me. So keep listening to hear all Avery's answers to her questions, and yeah, just keep listening. Okay, so the first question for this Q&A interview is, what do you wish you knew before moving to Asia? I think what I wish that I would have known is that there's going to be a lot of change and a lot of differences than what you're used to. You're going to be very shocked about what the differences are like, and there's going to be a lot of different, like, it's going to be a lot different than what you're used to. So get prepared for that. Okay, next question. Do you like recording for the podcast? What are your favorite and least favorite things about the DCK Wonder? So I love recording for this podcast. It's super, super fun, and I love answering your questions, informing you guys about things you didn't know about me or Heather or TCKs, and I just love doing this. It's super fun just to, just to do this for you guys. Okay, what are your favorite and least favorite things about a TCK Wonder? Some of my favorite things are showing you guys what it's like to live as a TCK, and I think there's a lot of favorite things about this podcast that we do, but I love teaching you guys and about TCKs and my life and things like that. It's just really fun. And least favorite things, it's not my least favorite thing. I don't have a lot of least favorite things, but it does take a lot of work and effort, but it's definitely worth it in the end. Okay, next question. What motivated you to start the podcast with Heather? Well, I think we both had seen some different websites about TCKs and different, like, podcasts, and we both wanted to show what it was like to live from the point of view of a TCK. So we both thought of a podcast together, and it's been really awesome so far. Okay, next question. How did you and Heather meet? Was it weird? So she had already been going to the school that I'm going to now, and I came to school on the first day, and she was super happy and bubbly, and she was the first person I met at school because I was kind of, new kid, shy, scared, and just worried about what might happen at a new school. But she came right up to me, and she was my first friend. She was super kind and
happy about everything, and yeah, so she was really nice on the first day of school, and she is now. Okay, so it wasn't weird at all. It was, she made it not weird and awkward. She made it super fun. And it's really fun to be her friend. So, next question, do you have any siblings? What role do you play in the family? Are you happy with your role? Okay, so I have an older brother that's 2 years older than me, and a younger brother that's 2 years younger than me. So I am stuck in the middle, and I am a girl. So it's not that hard to be the girl, because I feel like all of the kids in my family and everyone in my family is treated equally and has equal expectations. We don't really have that high of expectations. But I think the most difficult part is being the girl, the only girl of the kids. It's really hard. You guys might be able to relate to that, but it's hard to be the only girl, and sometimes you just long for a sister to relate to. And it's kind of hard to have two brothers sometimes, but I love my family so much, and it's really fun having two brothers too. Okay, so how many houses have you lived in how many countries? I've lived in about 4 or 5 houses in America and 2 houses in South Asia. So I think it's around 6 in total in my life, and 6 or 7 in total. So yeah, but definitely the biggest change was America to South Asia. In how many countries? Just America and South Asia. Those two countries, but who knows? I might move around more in my life. I might be at TGK in different countries. Man, people's life change, like, so much from being at TCK, so I might add on more countries to my list of places I've lived in. Okay, so what was the difference between you and Heather as TCKs? Does the difference make things awkward? The difference between me and Heather as TCKs is that she's lived way longer as a TCK, and I've only lived as a TCK for not as long, barely long at all. So, but we have a lot of differences and a lot of similarities, so it's fun to relate to this about the similarities, and it's fun to share each other's differences and kind of share each other's different experiences. It's really fun to hear her experiences, and I'm sure it's fun to hear mine too, but yeah, it doesn't make things awkward at all. It's really cool to hear her experiences in her life, and yeah, it doesn't make things awkward at all. Okay, so the last question, guys, is what are your hobbies? So my hobbies are, I love doing any kind of art, like sketching, painting, drawing, any of that sort. It's really fun. I also love to do calligraphy and letter art like that. It's really also fun for me. And I also love to do dance. I love to do hip-hop, lyrical, ballet. And I also love to be flexible and do gymnastics. So those are my hobbies. I do a lot of different hobbies, but that's my general list.
So I have Avery with me right now, and we're going to be answering some of the questions you guys sent for both of us. And the first question is, what activity or events help you connect with the local community? I would say sports. Organized sports for me are very helpful, and I really like whenever our schools organize sports events with other schools, and it's just really fun to connect with the local students and make friends with the local students through that, and I think it's the easiest way. What about you, Avery?
I think because I personally live around the locals, I really love to just have a conversation with them in their language, because I feel like I can connect with them on a way deeper level than just speaking 2 different languages, when it's really hard to convert the languages and try to figure out what they're saying. So I feel like it's really good to connect with the local community somebody by having a good conversation with them.
Yes.
Okay, so the second question you guys put in for both of us is, where do you imagine living after graduation? So I'm not really sure because I don't really have a for sure answer because there's a lot of time between now and my graduation, but probably somewhere in America, but I'm not really for sure about it. What about you, Heather?
I really want to travel the world. I want a job that allows me to. But I definitely want to live in America for college. I just think it's easier. And, I want to start in America, but definitely I want to try and travel the world, someday. So what's the next question?
Okay, so the third and final question is, are there any elements of Jesus's life that you identify with and have comfort in? So my answer for that would probably be that he saved our sins and he died on the cross. I mean, I find a lot of comfort in that just by itself, because just think of Jesus, of all people, dying on a cross for our sins, which we didn't even deserve. And I just find a lot of comfort in that. What about you, Heather?
I can find comfort, and I can definitely identify with the fact that Jesus was kind of a TCK, and I think that's kind of cool. He came down from heaven, which is obviously amazing, which would be hard to leave, and he came down to this sinful earth, and I really, really find comfort in that. I find that was just pure selflessness. So, yeah, I can definitely relate to him being a TCK. So this is Heather signing out. We're so thankful for you guys, and we thank you for sending in your questions. It was really fun to answer and really fun to record, and we're so thankful. So thank you, and stay tuned for the 30th, because we have some really fun things planned. We'll see you next time. Bye.